most of those mining operations were far enough off the route that we couldn't do anything about them. But later, when I was working for BLM, we'd go up and check out the various mining sites, and we found quite a few. There's still some very interesting historical structures and where they'd stack the stones for after sluicing, things like that. Various welder shops and things like that back in the hills.
Mm-hmm. Anything with Wiseman that you come across or dealt with?
There was a, well, at Wiseman, there was a cemetery that Sue Will worked on. Historical work, not excavation. But she wrote that up. Wiseman itself was sort of off the route, so we didn't really have much to do with it. Now, Coldfoot was another, it's right next door to Wiseman. Coldfoot, the pipeline was going right through what was thought to be the cemetery. We hadn't located it. We finally brought somebody over from Anaktuvik to actually locate it. And luckily the pipeline didn't actually hit it. But the old town of Coldfoot, the pipeline probably ran through the eastern edge of the town. And later, we excavated part of the old town of Coldfoot. Robin Mills, who's with BLM now, did that for his dissertation. There were a couple of dissertations and master's theses as a result of the whole project.
Sounds like future ones could be made too.
Oh yes, very definitely. Several.